Well, hello and welcome to another broadcast. We're going to be looking today at the question, why the disunity amongst Christian leaders? Stay tuned for the program. Well, the Bible says in Psalm 133, verse number 1, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Unity. What is the main reason for disunity among sincere Christian leaders? I put that question to many people and received quite a few different answers. One suggested the problem rests in the adoption of the party line of a particular independent group one belongs to. Another suggested some refuse to preach the whole counsel of God because they don't like confrontation. Others suggested having a preferred interpretation of Scripture, influence of friends, error that is gone without rebuke, silence which always gives consent, fear of something, and pride is another reason that was given, which was very high on the list for the reasons of disunity. And I think that's correct. Well, as we look at this subject, first we will give a definition of terms. By leaders, we are referring to men who are called by God to the ministry, what we would call full-time Christian service. I think that's a bad term. I don't like this term because we're all in full-time Christian service. But we're talking about those who have been called by God for full-time service, as we would look at. By sincere, we will use the dictionary definition, which is free from pretense or deceit. A pretense is attempting to make something that is not the case appear to be true. To be deceitful is to deceive someone by concealing or misrepresenting the truth. So, leaders who are sincere. By disunity, we are referring to a disagreement that does not necessarily lead to a conflict. We can contend for the truth without being contentious. There will be times when one Christian leader will need to separate from another Christian leader in order to be consistent with what he believes. However, the Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse number 10, "Only by pride cometh contention." In this broadcast, we will deal with the disunity that exists between sincere Christian leaders who differ concerning what they honestly believe is acceptable unto the Lord. Our purpose in this broadcast is not to determine who is right and who is wrong concerning any issue. We are attempting to discern why sincere Christian leaders differ. Now, we have a promise from the Lord. Jesus himself said in John chapter 16, verse number 13, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Let's read that again. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Now, all truth is not some truth. All truth is all truth. The Lord promised the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. However, we need to ask ourselves the question, do I honestly want the truth if it proves I've been wrong about an issue? Not everyone wants the truth. Consider the people in the Scriptures. For instance, 2 Timothy 2:18 says, "Those who concerning the truth have erred." 1 Timothy 4:3, "Them which believe and know the truth." Then there's 2 Timothy 3:7, "Some never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." 2 Timothy 3:8, "Those who resist the truth." 2 Timothy 4:4, "Some turn away their ears from the truth." Titus 1:14, "Men that turn from the truth." Hebrews 10:26, "Some sin willfully, rejecting the knowledge of the truth." James 5:19, "Those who err from the truth." 1 Peter 1:22, "Those who were obeying the truth through the Spirit." 1 John 1:6, "Those who do not the truth." A lot of people don't want the truth. Do you want the truth? A lot of people don't. Not if it's going to upset the apple cart here and make me believe something I don't want to believe. In Daniel 7:19, we read, Daniel said, "I would know the truth, In Daniel 11:2, the Lord said, "And now will I show thee the truth." If you want to know the truth, God knows our heart. We want to know the truth or whether we don't. Daniel was sincere about knowing the truth. Therefore, God revealed it to him. Again, we need to honestly answer the question, do I really want to know the truth concerning the issues of our day if the truth proves that I've been wrong concerning the issue? Do I really want to know the truth if the truth will get me in trouble with my peers? We sing "Dare to Be a Daniel" in the light of the going into the den of lions. However, to dare to be a Daniel is to dare to honestly want to know the truth. Because knowing the truth and living by it is what caused Daniel to end up in the den of lions. Is our problem today a problem of understanding and comprehending? Is that why there's disunity? In Ezekiel 39, verse number 18, this verse has 33 words in it. 30 of them are one-syllable words. One would assume a verse like this would be very easy to understand. Well, let's look at it. Ezekiel 39:18, "Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan." Well, 31 syllable words, like, "Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes." Now, those are easy to understand, those words. However, comprehending the meaning of this verse is entirely a different thing. Obviously, in order to comprehend the meaning of Ezekiel 39 and 18, some very extensive study is necessary. However, we have the promise that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth about that verse and any verse in the Bible if we will let Him guide us. Now, concerning the end time issues of our day, we cannot understand what God's word says about any issue without an extensive study concerning the issue. Let us not think that a 40-minute college class in a Bible college somewhere or a few minutes reading a Bible commentary will give us the truth about any of the issues that we face today or any Bible doctrine for that matter. Since the truth is available and we have so much disunity about the truth, we must conclude that someone does not understand the truth, and someone is not discerning the truth and not comprehending the truth, and God does not have a different truth for different people. Somebody is right, and somebody is wrong. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 4:7, "With all thy getting, get understanding." Get understanding. Proverbs 4:5, "Get wisdom and get understanding." Proverbs 16:16, "Get understanding rather than silver." Psalm 119:104, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." We're to get understanding. Not only that, we're to get discernment. That's a different thing. Discernment, 2 Samuel 4:17, "Discern the good and the bad." 2 Samuel 19:35, "Discern between good and evil." 1 Kings 3:9, "That I may discern between good and bad." Ezekiel 44:23, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean." Malachi 3:18, "Then ye shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Luke 12:65 says, "Ye hypocrites," Jesus said this, "ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time?" Hebrews 5:14 says, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Now, since we have the promise that we can be guided into all truth, and since we can get understanding and discernment, and since we have so much disunity between sincere Christians, we must conclude that some sincere Christian leaders do not have understanding and discernment concerning these end time issues. Well, how does one decide which leader is correct and which one isn't? Well, first of all, we have to determine that we're going to choose truth, not choose sides. That's very important. Now, let's take the music issue as an example. Someone is right, someone is wrong. In determining the truth, we must determine not to choose sides, but to choose the truth. How can I know the truth about music? The answer is very simple. We need to study the Bible on the subject of music. There are hundreds of verses in the Word of God concerning music, hundreds of them. When God created the world, the morning stars sang together, and all the angels shouted for joy, the Bible says, Job 38, verse number 7. From early in the book of Genesis to the song of the redeemed in God's heavenly city in Revelation, music fills the scripture. Let me give you a few references that we could study. There's the songs of Moses. There's the song of Deborah and Barak. There's the music of David's harp. There's the songs of deliverance. There's over 1,000 songs written by Solomon. There's the music in the tabernacle. There's music when they move the ark. There's songs of thanks. There's a 4,000 member choir in the Bible. There's songs of King Jehoshaphat's choir. Hezekiah's songs of worship. There's many skilled musicians in the Bible. The singers who were exempt from paying tax, that's a study in the Bible. There's music at the dedication of the temple. The Bible talks about singing in heaven, talks about stringed instruments. It talks about singing to God the praises of God in songs. It talks about singing the new song. And then there were those who were singing by the rivers of Babylon. And then we have the music of Nebuchadnezzar when he attempted to worship. We have singing, turning to weeping in another place in the Bible. We have the hymn that Jesus sang together with his disciples. Paul and Silas were singing in the dungeon. There's when the 144,000 will sing. And we can look at many more over and over again. Now, concerning the music issue, someone's right and someone's wrong. Someone has understanding and someone does not. Someone has discernment and someone does not. Now, by way of example, I checked David Cloud Way of Life site and I typed in the word music in the little search box, and there was 1,000 times when I did it, just over 1,000 times, where the word music came up. That's quite a few. Now, under the audio section, he had 9 sermons about music. In the video section, he had 2 complete video series concerning music. In the ebook series, he has 2 books available on the subject. And all of these, with the information that is there, is saturated with scripture to support the position that he takes. Well, then I checked several of our fundamental independent Baptist sites who oppose the position that David Cloud has on music, and the only thing I could find was they were promoting their music and how much it cost to buy a CD. Now, one has done their homework and one hasn't. And you don't choose sides, you choose truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free, and the truth is the Word of God. Again, we do not choose sides, we choose truth. Now, the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Buy the truth. It's expensive, brother. It's going to cost you friends. And the reason we have disunity in our ranks is because so few people want to pay the price for the truth. The Bible says much study is weariness of the flesh. Yeah, it's just easier to grab somebody's article or listen to a broadcast like this one or whatever. Just, you know, oh, this is what I learned in my 45-minute class at school. No, there's the difference between those who have understanding and discernment and those who do not is study to show yourself approved workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. If I have a problem with my computer, I need to call someone who knows about computers. I could have spent the last 50 years studying computers. I didn't. I haven't done it, so I can't fix a computer. A pastor can sincerely spend his life convincing people to trust Christ as his or her Savior. He can fill a building with hundreds of people and still not know what to do during this age of apostasy concerning the issues that we face today. The main reason we have the disunity concerning some of the issues we face is the fact that some leaders haven't done their homework on the subject. We may develop a method to get a large number of people to sit and listen to us. However, unless we study to show ourselves approved concerning the issues that we face, we are not going to come up with the truth. Remember, we have the promise when the Holy Spirit has come, he will guide us into all truth.